Seawon?
What do you mean? Seawon.
What the hell you doing, Brad?
It's okay, Grandma. Dad said I can show him off to people.
He was attacked by something.
What?
I don't know, this thing.
So you believe me?
Yeah, I believe you, but someone attacked Brad. A person.
He was all decayed.
Yeah, we probably had some sort of a weird flesh-eating disease or something. You know, I wouldn't put it past that family to lock up a dying family member.
What was that?
I don't know. Probably just an animal or something, right?
Yeah.
Drop the gun! Drop the gun!
He's not gonna listen to you, Michael!
Shoot him! Shoot him! Do it now! Shoot him!
Where's that?
What are you doing? He's hurt!
Reversed it! Dog reverse!
They're coming from behind you!
All right, look, if we gotta go, we gotta go! Come on, let's move it!
What's going on? Open his arm!
Come back, right? Hey! I promise.
Yes, I know it's already past the first week of May, and I'm just putting out the April edition of Slicecast, but sue me. Life gets busy. I apologize, but I am happy to present to you Jason Morissette, filmmaker, and Josh Alvarez, musician, in this month's edition of the Farsighted Network and Cinema Slice presents. The Slicecast.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
All right, well, let's start real simple with, who's Jason Morissette?
Well, I am a huge film buff that has always dreamed about making movies and sharing my own stories. And ever since a young age, when my earliest years, I was an avid reader, and I always dreamed of becoming an author. And I'd write my own short stories in grade school, insert my friends into the stories, and the stories got passed around throughout the whole school, and people got a big kick out of those. And as I grew older, and my interest started to shift a little more from books to movies, and I fell in love with the form of film, I got more and more interested in possibly making movies one day. So I got with some friends with like minds at a summer camp, and we started doing a cheesy movie on VHS, and that eventually turned into doing a public access sketch comedy show. And after that, eventually we, after college, a few of us started to consider actually trying to make a more serious movie. So and that's eventually what we did.
Yeah, so your feature film that I just watched, literally just watched it today, so I've been behind. I was able to watch it, so it's fresh in my mind. It was Locked Away. It's over on Amazon Prime, so I was able to check it out that way. And so this you released this last year, this movie?
Yes, it finally went on Amazon Prime last year, and that was after a long delay from when we first finished the movie. which was in 2006. We did our original premiere and sought distribution since. And finally,
that's a pretty big gap. It's like 11 years.
It is a big gap. I've grown a lot since then. It's kind of funny when it came time to put it on Amazon, revisiting something that I completed over a decade ago. It was interesting, and it was actually kind of cool because I got to go back, tweak some of the issues we had with the original version, look at it with a fresh pair of eyes, and change a few things up a little bit, and improve the video and sound quality, and get it ready for Amazon. It was kind of a trip.
Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. It was good film. I mean, obviously, I can tell you it's not a big budget film, but the effects are pretty solid for having what I assume is a pretty limited budget. Basically, it's a zombie story, but it's a different type of zombie story. There's a lot of different elements and things going on that are not necessarily just about the zombies. A lot of family dynamics, a lot of stuff going on with the main character being a veteran who obviously has been through some really traumatic stuff while he was away. And so there's a lot of different elements of stuff going on there. So what gave you this idea?
Well, I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan of movies of the 60s and 70s, horror in particular. There's just something about the style of movies back then that adds this whole another layer of, almost like grit, you know, from the film grain to the low production values. And, you know, George Romero was one of the first zombie filmmakers that I watched his stuff. And, you know, movies like, you know, Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, all his zombie movies had their zombie movies, but they also had some kind of subtext, or they're more about just zombies. They were making, you know, observations about society, whether it's consumerism in Dawn of the Dead or racial tensions or whatever the different issues are. It was more than just a zombie movie. And I like that aspect of it because for me, zombies, just for zombies' sake, they can get boring pretty quick. So I need something else, like a human drama element involved in it. So that was my starting point. And, I tried to find some kind of, you know, at least back in the mid 2000s, what kind of stories did I want to tell? So, the family element, the veteran element, the horrors of war, and try to find some kind of topical message to put into there as well.
Very cool. I like the, you're right, it's kind of a zombie movie tradition, starting with Romero, is very, very much about social stories, social ills, social causes, just society in general, you know, that kind of stuff all plays really importantly into the films of Romero, and in turn became kind of a staple of the modern zombie genre period.
Yeah.
And I definitely appreciate that. I like how, especially now you said this is in 06, that you put the film out, or originally finished the film, I really get the tie into Iraq then very much now. You know, I mean, mind you, it's still prevalent now because people are still out in the Middle East. We're not necessarily in Iraq,
yep,
but maybe we're in Afghanistan or wherever the hell else we are these days. But at the same time, like, you know, I kind of, you know, even though I saw it now and I didn't specifically know it was from 06, I figured this is the early 2000s
yep,
because of, you know, coming back from the Iraq war and stuff. So I totally did feel that. Did you have personal connections at all to the war? Any family or friends who were out there?
I have had some friends that are out there, but they didn't really tie into the decision making because I wasn't really talking that much with them at that time. Just, I mean, they're out at the war and stuff and whatnot. So I knew people out there, but
right,
I didn't have any real close connection as far as, you know, information or inspiration from it. It was more or less, well, what's going on in the world right now? That would make sense to tie into a zombie movie. Of course, that was all over the news and, you know, why are we in this war? Is this, you know, good or bad, or, I mean, all those questions of the time felt like the right current connection to make to the movie.
That makes sense. And I fast forward, you know, these years until now, what have you been doing since you originally finished this film?
Well, after I completed Locked Away, I was definitely exhausted. It was a very trying, difficult process. When I made Locked Away, I averaged, because I still work my day job at the same time, 120 hours a week for 5 months making it, and then for the next 2 years in post, I spent it was about 80 hours a week. So by the time the movie was done and completed, I was exhausted and moved to Florida and was in the process of doing all that and trying to find distribution for it. So I took a break for a while, found work down in Florida doing television commercials, which I'm still doing today, and really tried to find a distribution for the movie. I started doing some more writing, more creative, you know, short story novel type stuff that I've been working on. And more recently, now that Locked Away is out there, I've been jumping back into, well, I think it may be time to work on a new feature, start working on some new short films in the feature.
On your IMDb, there's a couple of things called Christmas with Cookie.
Oh, yeah. a friend of mine, who is in the film business out in LA, he actually worked on Locked Away as well, along with some other projects, back then. And he started doing a, kind of like a Crypt Keeper, or Elvira kind of host, watching a movie and commenting on it. And he did his first Christmas with Cookie movie, which was his own movie that he lampooned. And then he's taken on, and he did Locked Away as a second feature. So he shot some new sequences for his character, Cookie, commenting on Locked Away, and then there are jokes scattered throughout the movie. And that's on Amazon Prime as well.
Very cool. And then there's also listed like a short film called The Watching with Christmas with Cookie that you were involved
yep.
with too?
Yep. The Watching was, and actually it was a practice, short film. At that point, outside of doing TV commercials, I hadn't done anything, with just crew and cast that I didn't know as friends beforehand. And I'm like, well, I don't want to start directing people, you know, crew and cast on a big movie I'm throwing all my own money into, and have that be my full-on experiment. Let me get my feet wet a little bit and do a practice run. So I wrote a quick, cliche horror movie, script, and we shot that with a small cast, and that was kind of the, let's work out the kinks, now, and we did that. That never went anywhere, never was really meant to go anywhere. But then Alan Maxson, who did Christmas with Cookie, he actually edited the original version, back then. So he's like, hey, I want to do Locked Away and The Watching. So he did his own, Christmas with Cookie, The Watching as his third, movie in that series.
Very, very cool. And, you know, and I like the idea of a, you know, Crypt Creeper, Elvira kind of thing, with Cookie being, you know, this, creepy, elf, basically.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean,
yep, he's like a mutated
like
elf.
of a Chancer's elf or something, yeah. I like the makeup effects on him, so people should check that out too, but yeah.
Yeah, he's great at doing the creature effects, characters. He's hilarious.
Did you do your own effects or did you have somebody doing your effects on?
I didn't do them. We had an awesome duo, two guys, that we affectionately called Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry both were just fantastic, learned on their own. Tom had his own makeup shop. Jerry came from a stage background, but did all of his own prosthetic makeup stuff too. So the two got together and really kind of designed the main zombie and all the wounds and all the effects. And, they were just big old time, special effect makeup guys. So we really lucked out that we had their skills, right in town, and definitely the movie definitely benefited from that.
Awesome. So what, you know, you talked a little bit about what you're, you know, hoping to get back into some things and working out some kinks with some short films and doing some other stuff. People are interested in finding out, you know, more about what you're up to. Are you out there on social media, or do you have a website that people can check out?
Oh yeah. You can, right now, Locked Away, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and that would have any, future movie updates or, information put out there as well. I did write a short story that would be considered a sequel to Locked Away that I would love to be able to make into initially a short film that from there could turn into a feature-length film that definitely takes it into a whole different direction, deals with mental illness and what would the zombie apocalypse, how would that affect people that survive.
The trauma, the PTSD almost, yeah.
Exactly, and it would have to do. And it would actually be kind of a combination zombie western. It would take place out in a desert town, and it would just have this whole different feel than the original. Because the one thing, I love westerns almost as much as zombie movies, and you don't really see too many mashups with those two, so. I thought that would be a cool direction to take it, especially if, you know, isolated Western towns have a lot in common with the apocalyptic world. So it seems like a cool possibility.
No, I mean, you definitely, the sci-fi Western thing is obviously making its presence known right now with Westworld back on.
Yep.
Doing great. I mean, very creative, interesting show as far as I'm concerned.
And, oh yeah, Westworld is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny is I'm not even a huge fan of the original film. I mean, I'm more of a fan of the idea of the film than the actual execution of it. Even though I tend to like a lot of 70s sci-fi, it's just not one of my favorite ones. Like, Logan's Run would probably be my favorite of that.
I was just talking about that movie earlier today. Logan's Run is one of my all-time favorites as well.
That means you got some good taste, my friend. Either that or I have bad taste and you do too, which is possible.
Either way. Yeah, Logan's Run is fantastic. Yeah, that whole era, that whole feeling, that period of time is, I don't know. There's something right about movies, at least that goes perfectly with my taste.
Yeah, definitely. And before we wrap up, then I'll ask a couple of those kind of general questions just to, you know, since you said you're a big film fan. What are... So you said you're a big fan of films from the 70s. Would you say that's kind of your favorite era?
I think so. I think the 70s just tends to have, I think, a very original outlook from a lot of filmmakers once the studios kind of became less involved and the messages and the stories from individual artists started to really take the forefront. So, you know, from the Francis Ford Coppola films, like the, you know, Godfather series, obviously, and The Conversation and then throughout the whole world, from the Italian spaghetti westerns to the Italian horror genre, and everywhere you look, it just seemed like everywhere there's a lot more experimentation and people trying things out. And I get a kick out of watching that stuff.
How about as far as stuff that's you know, come out in the last few years? What are some of your favorite films?
Well, I think. The most recent one that I fell in love with was A Quiet Place. I don't see many horror movies that come out these days that really get me excited, but that one, I think A Quiet Place is the best horror movie I've seen, and new horror movie in like the last decade.
Wow, that's saying something. I mean, I haven't, I think horror's been on a nice little renaissance personally lately, and I have yet to see that one only because, most of the time when I get to a theater, it's with my children. children, and
my eldest
is 9 and would probably like it, even though he'd probably be scared, because I hear it's quite frightening, because he likes a lot of horror stuff, and my 7-year-old, he wouldn't go anywhere near it, I'm sure. My wife isn't even sure. She's creeping her out, so I think we need somewhere where we can pause it as needed. So
that makes
probably
sense.
I have to wait for the home video, but I'm very excited for that one as well. I've been very pleasantly surprised by some of the maybe horror and other like similar genre exploitation kind of stuff in the last couple of years. Just recently, finally released, although I saw it last year from film festivals. One of my favorites was Ryan Prowse's Low Life, which if you're into like kind of the exploitation thing, that's a really interesting film that you should check out. It just got a VOD release maybe 3 weeks ago, so that's my recommendation for sure. But Quiet Place is definitely one I'm dying to check out. So, is there anything else you want to plug? You mentioned how people can find you. Is there anything else you want to plug before you roll out?
There's nothing that's that's ready for any announcements yet. But I definitely follow Locked Away on social media, and that's where some big announcements will come out in the near future.
Awesome. And once those announcements are out, make sure you let me know, and I'll pump them over to everybody too. So, thanks a lot for coming on. And, I really enjoyed Locked Away. I really like kind of the low budget horror aesthetic. I also, appreciate that it was low budget without being, awful. So that's a good
thing. Well, thank you. Thank
low budget doesn't look good, even though, and I appreciate that even though it was filmed maybe 12 years ago, 13 years ago, yeah, I definitely can tell you used some decent equipment and did a good job editing. So good work.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, will you take care, sir, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Hi, my name is Josh Alvarez, and two tracks that I've given to Justin here are Pewter Dragons and Resonate. Pewter Dragons is about my best friend Dave, who's been my best bud for 27 years and continues to be my bandmate despite having played music with me for all this time. And I wrote it because he's one of my best friends, and I love the dude. And the other song, Resonate, is about coming home from a show and being in the car with my wife and heading home into the New Jersey Turnpike and coming back to Philadelphia, and just the weird ringing in your ears after you spent the day listening to hardcore punk music, and how those moments, not so much the songs, although they do mean a lot, of course, but the moments in between with the people that you love, those are the things that matter the most. And so hope you like them. And these are both off of my album, The Lonely Front. Thank you. Stopped reading.
Two Basement Shows with Jeff. And all the different lifetimes that we lived in between. I'd never say that we've seen it all. There seems to be so much left to do. All I can say is that I'm grateful to do all of this with you. Stand, feet firmly on the ground. Let's start a band.